Blog Talk Radio.
Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb? Mother, do you think they'll like the song? Do you think they'll try to break my balls?
Mama's gonna keep baby healthy and clean. so high.
And welcome to this Monday balmy weather we got here in New Mexico, 74 degrees. And I tell you what, I'm fighting allergies like crazy today. But we do got a very special guest, Masada Vargas. She's running for District 10. I'll be introducing her in a minute. Hey, Russell, how you doing, brother? And thank you for serving our country, you and Virgil. Today is Memorial Day. We honor our soldiers, remembering them. How goes it, brother?
Well, first of all, Memorial Day ain't about those of us who wore the uniform or those wearing the uniform. It's about the ultimate price paid by our brothers and sisters for our freedom. A lot of people seem to confuse that, and of course, it's no longer taught in our schools, and, and people forget what it is. These are the people that signed the same check that Virgil and I did, up to payable up to our lives, all right? We're honoring the people today whose checks got cashed, all right? And to be honest with you, I'm not very happy with America today at all. I've seen I've gone today, I've seen no one honoring these people, all right? So maybe I'm a dinosaur. Maybe they've never had a brother bleed out in their arms while you're hollering for a medic or a corpsman. I'm very unhappy with America today. And then again, nothing about the people who paid the price for our freedom and liberty, the ultimate price, nothing nowhere on it. All we got is the same old political bullshit. And I thought, you know, at least we want to show tonight and honor them. But no, what do we got? We got a wannabe politician. So you know what? I'm just going to leave it with y'all. Okay. Good night, America. Gunny out.
Wow, Russell. Wow. we'll talk to you soon. Sorry about that, Dinah. I wasn't expecting that one. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Fighting allergies like crazy up here and everything. And I guess Russell's upset because, you know, everything that's been going on. Can't blame him. Can't blame the vet.
Right.
For filming the way
I know. I know I could feel I could hear the frustration in his voice. And he's absolutely correct. Memorial Day is an American holiday, and it's observed on the last Monday of May, honoring men and women who died while serving the U.S. military. So I just like to say personally for me and my campaign, thank you to all those men and women serving in the U.S. Armed Forces. If it was not for you, we wouldn't have the freedoms that we have. So I'm eternally grateful on this Memorial Day, specifically this Memorial Day, because obviously we see America and it people seem to be pulling it in different directions that we're not real comfortable with, like socialism, for instance.
Right, exactly. I mean, look how it's being celebrated virtually now. I mean, because of this so-called pandemic, we can't go out and celebrate Memorial Day or to honor or follow the vets the way we normally do, you know, because and everything, and it is a slap in the face to them, you know, and everything. But anyway, Dinah is from New Mexico, and she's a good friend of mine. I've known her for about almost a year now, and everything, and she is with the Republican Committee, Women's Committee, and is running for District 10 here in New Mexico, and everything, and she is in the primary elections that's coming up. So Donna, why don't you tell our guest, give a little description about yourself, and we'll just walk from there.
Okay, sounds good. I used to work for the Republican Party of New Mexico. I don't anymore. Just for clarification, I'm solely a candidate running for District 10, which includes the South Valley of Albuquerque, where I live, San Jose, where I was baptized, parts of all of Kenny Brick and parts of Kirtland, and everything in between. And I'm running, I'll be real honest with you, because there's only been two representatives in all my lifetime that has ever represented that area. And that's my entire lifetime since, you know, it's been quite a few decades. And so I'm really passionate about improving the South Valley for our families, to be the best area of Albuquerque for education, agriculture, and starting a business. I will work to ensure that life is better lived in my district. And as you know, I'm a pro-life candidate, so I'm really interested in the life movement, the pro-life movement, because, for the unborn, of course, but also our quality of life. It seems like the South Valley of Albuquerque, also known as the Duke City, has just been forgotten about by Democrats who are actually in charge of providing us representation in the South Valley. And
right.
I can testify to you today that there's very little of any of that happening right now in the South Valley.
That's been that way, Dinah, for a long time, you know, since the Democrats have been in charge. They've always forgotten about the people in that part of the valley. I grew up in that part of the valley myself, and I can tell you,
right.
I can verify that with you. That's true, you know.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, we've been completely forgotten about, and the area that I live, you know, like all of New Mexico, it's very rich with culture, with history, with generational families and lands and farming and agriculture. And it's just so unfortunate that time and time again we get sold on this idea of somebody to represent us, and then they don't represent us, or worse, in my case, in District 10, there was nobody running against my opponent again. So my opponent would have gone on his second term, I believe, unopposed, until
wow.
I had the guts to, yeah, unopposed.
Yep.
So, you know, I kept telling everybody, vote them out. We'll vote who out, one, because there's nobody challenging them until now, because my name's on the ballot.
So, and the same thing I know with Audrey, who's running for District 9, I believe. And, you know, I mean, I see a lot of you guys out there doing your campaigning, people that's been in there. You know, the 30-year politicians, it's time to get them out. You know, get them out with some new, young, fresh minds in there that's willing to stand up for the people of Albuquerque and New Mexico and everything. But one of the things I really want to talk to you about on your first duty when you get into elected office, what is your main goal? I mean, what are you going to target on your first day in office?
So on day one, well, first and foremost, you know, obviously I will take my oath of office very seriously. I will defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. But there are four pieces of legislation that I want to enact like day one. The first one being the Great Revival of San Jose, because it's really a community that has been forgotten about. I mean, there's not even fresh paint on the parks at the park at San Jose. And it's just little things like the basic things, like lights, proper roads, proper signage so that our kids can go out and play and be safe. So on day one, I want to try and secure capital outlay funds so that we can have the Great Revival of San Jose of District 10. The second piece that I'm moving to pass has to do with our education. So we want our own school district in the South Valley. We want our tax dollars to be used for our own school district so that our kids are better educated and actually so that they're well educated, because the demographics starting at the river, if you're familiar with Albuquerque, at Rio Grande and Atrisco Road, that's where the demographics just changed dramatically. Life expectancy, you know, kids graduating from high school, violent crimes, things like this. And so, you know, the Albuquerque Public Schools has done a really great job at ignoring the South Valley and ignoring the fact that we have some of the worst graduation rates in all of Albuquerque. And so we're going to take into our own hands and move to get our own school district and hire our own teachers and have our own school district with its own board, so that way it could better serve the kids of the South Valley.
So are you going to try to get rid of the Common Core that these Democrats have put onto these kids and everything to get a better curriculum and stuff in there into the schools, or?
Yeah, so I'll be real honest with you. The Common Core testing, all of this stuff, who even knows what all of that means? It's like asking somebody in the South Valley, what are your land, your water rights,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What's Roe versus Wade?
Right.
I don't really know. But what I know is whatever they're doing is not working. And so if we take control of the schools, of our school money, we can start our own school district, and we don't have to reform any of the, of, you know, of the nonsense bureaucracy that the Albuquerque Public Schools has. We'll just start our, you know, our own district with our own standards, and where every student can graduate with excellence and proficiency. You know, where civics is brought back in, where we don't teach kids in sexual education to have abortions as a form of birth control. And we're, you know, we're actually graduating students that can read and write. Because if you can read and write with excellence, your likelihood of injustices, if you're well-educated, lessens, you know. And so that's kind of the goal in the South Valley, is just to start reclaiming and taking back everything that's already ours. We've been paying taxes on some of these properties that are generational. So they're like inherited, right? From family, they pass it down, whatever. It's been over 100 years we've been paying taxes, and, like, we can't even get the roads improved, let alone the lights on at night so we can drive home, you know?
And I've been in that part of the area. Let me tell you, it's, you know, sometimes it's pretty scary up there. I mean, it's, you know, a lot of it's, most of it's gang-infested back up in there, and the violence and everything. That'd be good to see, that, you know, the war, we call it the war zone in that area.
Well, actually, I think the war zone, I thought it was dubbed for the international district. I don't know that they necessarily call the South Valley the war zone. I think it at, you know, at certain times it can be a war zone. But, you know, for the most part, I think all of my neighbors, because I'm very active in the community, there's a lot of good people there that live there. They're taxpayers. You know, they're in the spirit of faith, family, freedom. And and most people that live in the South Valley have lived there their entire time. And so it's real important that taxpayers are noted, and we're also honoring all of the people that live there so that they could have a better quality of life. And, and that includes economics. That always includes the economic component. You know, so why do we have to travel across the river for everything?
Everything.
Go to work, we got to cross the river, the sun's in our eyes. We drive home, the sun is still in our eyes. You know, you got to drive, you know, miles out of your way just to.
One year, other mandatory, when you once you get in, are you going to do any auditing to see where all the money was spent, you know, illegally and stuff like that? Are you going to do any of that? Or?
Another, like I'll share with you, another initiative that I do plan to pass for an investigation, and that's a statewide initiative into the Jeffrey Epstein ranch and all of the illegal dealings that may have gone on there in regard to human trafficking. So that's also an initiative that that I'm going to propose. And it looks like I'm getting support on it already from some of the other district candidates. And I think, you know, if you're familiar with the term La Movida in New Mexico, right? It's the swamp, and we need to drain the swamp. So I think we're gonna see this legislative session, we're going to see a lot of new initiatives, because I've been talking to the other district candidates that are running as Republicans, and they're initiating some of their own legislation that they want to enact, and some of it does include investigations, like even into the UNM hospitals in regards to the selling of the unborn baby parts that they've been collecting money off of. And meanwhile, Planned Parenthood is peddling, you know, their agenda all around, trying to set up shop everywhere, and some people just aren't having it. We definitely will not have it. West of the river, where southern New Mexico actually begins, and that includes District 10, even though the South Valley is picked up by other districts, because it's a funny map, you know, because that's how politics is done in New Mexico also. There's a ton of funny maps that outline districts and precincts and stuff like this, and they don't always make sense unless you're looking at it from like 30 feet above. But
right.
So I think the South Valley and the residents there, they're just completely tired of it and tired of being ignored in the shakedown. And it's not that they don't have a voice or they lack the ability to speak out for themselves. It's that the people we have in place right here, right now, in charge today, are doing nothing.
Exactly.
Like as part of the procedure.
It's a liberal democratic, you know, I mean, a lot of our, even the my district out here, it's all liberal controlled. And we, you know, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see a red wave this year.
We're totally going to have a red wave.
Oh yeah,
totally. I've been speaking to Hispanics in New Mexico, and it's a misconception about Hispanics and their support for the president of the United States. Make no mistake that Hispanic New Mexicans support the president of the United States, and it's a misconception to think that Hispanics do not support the president, because it's untrue. Mm-hmm. We do. And when I decided to run, I downloaded the petitions from the Secretary of State's office, put my name on it, District 10, and then I was given a list of registered Republicans. And so I started driving around the South Valley, and the very first house that I knocked on, who is Norma and her husband Lawrence, and they're actually, she's actually my campaign treasurer, but I was able to secure all of my signatures needed to be on the ballot from this one house. And I went out and got more signatures, you know, the days following leading up to the placement on the, you know, the required time period. But
right.
I got all of my signatures that I needed in one house, and they were all Hispanic New Mexicans. And they started coming out one by one with their Trump gear. Mm-hmm. You know, like, we want Donald Trump.
Yep.
And I said, I want Donald Trump too, but I also want Dinah Vargas for District 10, you know, because it's our life, it's our story.
I know when Trump was here, when he visited us, we had the Latinos for Trump and Hispanics for Trump, and that was a huge turnout. I was really surprised. It was huge. And I talked to people up in Santa Fe too, a lot of these young liberals and stuff, and they're switching to Republican after all this that's been going on. They actually woke up. That's why I'm saying we're going to see it. I mean, let me get one on here.
Liberal
connection. How are you doing? Welcome to the show.
I don't know why he sounds drunk.
Hello? Are you there? No, they're not going to answer. Hello, caller, 575 area code. How are you?
Hello?
Hello. You have a question you want to ask Diana or anything? Or?
Well, I don't know. Can you hear me? This is Ronnie Cisneros.
Yes.
Hey, Ronnie Cisneros.
Hey, how you doing?
From Chicanos for Trump.
From Chicanos for Trump, exactly. Well, the reason that I called is I've just come to know Dinah here recently over a few months, and I'm a diehard supporter for President Trump. I was a Democrat before, and I was always a Democrat. I always voted Democrat in every single election. Every single city council thing and state governor, whatever, I voted Chicano straight down the line, Democrat straight down the line. And then the president came through 2016. You know what? I never saw an opportunity for change in this country. And then when he came across and I thought, you know what? He's different, but you know what? He doesn't, you know, as we used to say, he doesn't act like a president or whatever, but you know what? I would rather have somebody like him. I'd rather have somebody like him than somebody that's basically smile and tell me a bunch of lies behind my back and never get anything done. Never get anything
Amen.
Done.
Right.
That's
Amen.
What I'm talking about Dina, that That I see her all over the place. She's doing things mm-hmm. all over the place in the state of New Mexico.
Oh yeah.
And
she never
very
slows down.
Active.
She wears me out. Just
no,
watch her.
No, she doesn't. You know, I'm originally from Roswell, New Mexico, and I want to say hi to anybody there that's listening from Roswell and all the Chicanos down there in Roswell. And but there's a lot of people. I was never raised to for lack of a better word, talk crap about the president. You know,
right.
You know, people that are just, you know, they don't even want to give him a chance. They don't want to give him a chance to govern. They started to throw stones in his way from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? That ain't right. That ain't right what they've been doing, you know. And every time that I, you know what, I have never, you know, I've never donated to a presidential campaign, but I've been donated to his ever since he came into office. But I don't want to talk about myself, but I just want to talk about Dina. I just think that,
right.
that you know, I think
thank
she's
you,
fantastic.
Well, I got to admit, he has blown everything. I mean, he has blown everything out there. He's woke up a lot of people, what's really going on, especially now with this so-called pandemic.
Uh-huh.
We're seeing with our own eyes what they're trying to do to us, you know, and everything.
Yeah.
So. And stuff, but he's only one man doing what he can do, you know, and
absolutely.
He has done an excellent job and everything.
Okay,
and
fantastic. I just love what Dina's doing, her and Stella and everybody up there in Albuquerque. I just love it. And
we're trying to promote as many as we can get on the show. We're trying to expose them out there. So
absolutely. Absolutely.
It's working too. All right. So, thank you for calling in. We got lit up tonight. So we got another caller, so let me take this caller.
Okay.
Here.
Take care.
Hello, caller, how do you do? Thank you. Hey caller, are you there? 505, hello. Yeah, how are you doing? Welcome to the show.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, hey, this is Stephanie Lord. Hi Dinah.
Hey, Stephanie Lord, how are you?
Good. Hey, I wanted to call in, and before I said some awesome things about Dinah, I wanted to address that first caller that called in. We had an amazing service today for Memorial Day, and I'm bringing that up because we have some really awesome candidates, including Nate Dial, and he decided, you know, because he's a veteran, I don't care if I have to sit out there by myself. I'm going to make this service happen. And he ended up, I went, my husband Thor went, Michelle Garcia Holmes is running for office went, Brett Coconatis went, Joey Tiano went, Tina, his Dial, who's also running for office. We all went because not for political opportunity. I'm in the American Legion. We went because I was sickened that our governor canceled every single Memorial Day event, which made me sick to my stomach. So I understand the caller's frustration.
Yeah.
I don't think you should take it on a Dinah. That's not fair. Because what he does it though, and she's an amazing patriot.
Oh,
you know,
yes,
you vote
she
in
is.
Somebody, yeah, you vote in somebody like Dinah or these. We have 101 amazing candidates, and I hope that he's listening. You need to understand that we have amazing candidates, a bunch of veterans, and if you really want to make a difference on veteran issues, you really got to watch who you're voting for, and you really got to change the vote.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got to go from we've got to go from these progressive liberals to say, oh, yeah, I'm for veterans, and then they don't do anything, right? So,
they just stand next to them.
Yeah, if we had a governor right now, I can tell you right now, if I was the governor or Dinah's the governor, any of us are the governor that are running right now on the red side, we would have said, look, okay, we got this coronavirus. You know, try to socially distance, have your thing, don't have more than 100 people, go for it because it's important. But she doesn't feel that that's important at all. So that's why, if nothing else, it ties in today with what is happening with Memorial Day. It was a beautiful service.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly. It's disgusting. She's following Newsom's path. She's following Kate Brown's, all these. I mean, they're following each other's pattern and trying to destroy what is, you know, our freedom and destroying everything that, you know, all for political stuff. That's exactly what they're doing. and everything. But go ahead.
No, I thought we were supposed to compromise, right? I get it. She's on one extreme and we're on the other, right? Dinah and I are the other extreme. We go to everything. We're out. We're everywhere.
Everything.
We're everything. It's like if I go somewhere, I know for sure it's going to be like family, you know, because I'm going to see
right.
I'm going to see all the people, right? So I'm going to see all these amazing candidates that we have. So, you know, I look forward to actually going to these events, but we're out there working it. So I get it. Okay, she's on the other spectrum, Lujan. So I don't understand why she couldn't have compromised. Instead, it was like, no, you know, Elephant Butte is closed. Everybody's closed. Nobody can no, – we're going to be a ghost town because she wants
totally.
Everything closed.
Totally, a broke
and the,
ghost
and
town.
The more,
yeah, a broke
yeah, we are,
ghost
we're
town.
But, like, you have Diane and I in there. Go ahead.
Right. The way I see her, she has no soul. I mean, she has no compassion for the people and nothing. It's all about her, and it's all about her power, and it's all about, you know, Soros kicked in money to her fund instead of Bloomberg, so she's doing exactly what they want her to do.
Right.
Same thing with
right. Bush. Like if you look at, yeah, if you look at Deb Holland's campaign, it's all money from George Soros, Bloomberg, and Planned Parenthood and stuff. But like today, today's a perfect example. Today is an incredibly important day. These are the people that died that took an oath to protect us and to protect us from, as Dinah said, enemies, foreign and domestic. I'm married to a veteran. I'm in the American Legion. It's super important to me. So I was completely disgusted until I saw one post that said, we're doing it tomorrow, hell or high water. And we did it.
Come hell or high water.
Important. Yeah. And
right.
she could have easily... She could have said, okay, we can have one thing or whatever at the Santa Fe, whatever. And she should have even gone, actually. She should have gone to that. And she should have said, okay, everyone stand apart and blah, blah, blah. And we're going to do it. But she didn't. Instead, she said, no, I don't care.
Or went off on a tangent there. Those Zoom meetings, or she could have live streamed it, or could have been on the news. She could have called a press conference
right.
or something. There could have been a thousand things that could have been done. But it just seems like they weren't, and it's almost by design. Like it's like they're trying to make being an American is going out of fashion. And as far as I'm concerned, being
Dinah
an American has always been in fashion.
Exactly.
Yeah, you nailed it. She absolutely.
Exactly.
If she cared about veterans, and she understood that these. I took pictures of all kinds of headstones today to remind people, this is what it's about. It's not Happy Memorial Day, okay? It is. This is a day that we say, wow, I cannot believe that these people put their life on the line for us. It's that day. It's a somber day. She could have, you're right, she could have done a Zoom meeting. She could have made it a priority. But did she? No. I want to know where she's at today. She's probably out somewhere.
She's probably out doing her thing for Memorial Day.
Yeah,
you know,
she's out the Riverwalk, which is open in Texas.
Well, she'll brag about
right?
it. Like she
everyone's at the Riverwalk.
She'll brag about it, you know. But
I actually went down to the river yesterday. I actually went down to the river yesterday, and I didn't plan to like make it an event, but it ended up kind of being a small little event. So it's over the bridge on Rio Bravo, and the other street is called Poco Loco. And so there you have access to the river, and there was about 150 people there, family, kids, and everybody was having a real, real good time. And so I ended up meeting some family members there later because I had a death in my family. My uncle died, Billy Gilbert was his name. And so planning a funeral has been completely bizarre because we don't even think we're going to be able to have one.
Right.
So, like, we just ended up going down to the river. There was the sheriffs showed up, like, one time, but they just kind of looked like they were just checking out the scene, making sure it was okay. Because you know there was people gathering more than five. But everybody
was
just having.
Did the Costanzo show up?
Right. But everybody was having a good time, and people were in the spirit of Memorial Weekend. And so there was, you know, I mean, people were, I don't want to say celebrating Memorial Weekend, but observing it. And they were, you know, honoring it the way most Americans do. And so it was really nice to see people out and doing stuff like that. And I think, you know, maybe through this coronavirus lockdown, shakedown situation that we're going through, you know, we can start to maybe rebuild those old ideologies or bring them back to life, revitalize them, and start practicing being an American. Don't start any of your events maybe without saying the pledge or a prayer or something.
I see where you're going, because look, we took all this for granted and now we don't have it.
Hey, is it okay if we say the pledge now on air?
Mm-hmm. You know, and to get that back, once we get that back again, we must never, ever let that go again, ever. You know.
So is there another caller? Or do we have to have Stephanie on the line?
Yeah, we got another caller. Hold on.
I was going to just say, thanks for having me. I'm going to let you guys do your thing together.
Hey, I'm kidding, Stephanie. I love
you.
Stephanie,
I didn't hear you. Hello, caller.
Hey,
how are you doing?
Bye, Stephanie.
505.
505.
Hello.
No caller. Hey there, how you doing?
Not us. Hello.
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, I didn't know you could hear me. Hey, it's Michelle, Dinah. I just love listening to you talk about your district. You have such a big heart for your district, and I hope the people in your district know what great things you're going to be doing there when you're serving in the legislature. I just adore listening to you talk about education and just opportunities. They haven't seen anybody like you in that district. And, you know, I talk about, you had mentioned when you cross the river. Well, I'm a West Side girl. I grew up on the west side of town, so I know exactly what you mean. you cross the river in the morning, the sun's in your eyes. You cross the river in the afternoon, the sun's in your eyes. And it's just rough. It's rough sometimes growing up on the west side of town. So they are going to be blessed to have you, girl. So appreciate everything you talk about. And we should say the pledge.
Yeah, let's totally do it. Are you guys down?
I'm down.
Let's do it. It's Memorial Day.
All right. I pledge allegiance. To the flag of the United States of America,
and to the republic,
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty
and justice for all.
Amen, Jesus.
Go USA. Yes.
Yep. Go USA. And Stephanie, we were up there with Stephanie today. We had a great time up in Torrance County. All these veterans showed up, and it was such an honor to share Memorial Day with them up in Torrance County. It was a big honor.
Well, right on. Thanks for doing that, Michelle and Stephanie.
Well, you take care. They're going to be blessed to have you in that district, Dinah. So,
Michelle, thank you for all your support. And I just look forward to now until November 3rd, come hell or high water.
I just say, you know what? Let's all remember in November, MLG, you know, MLG ruined Mother's Day. She ruined Easter. She ruined Memorial Day.
I'm also hearing she's going to cancel 4th of July from May, from what I heard, that we're not going to have one. Out here.
Well, we'll have one because Dinah
I'm having
and
yeah.
Stephanie
I'm having
and me.
Right, Wally got the business, so they gotta find me out here. So
right.
Yeah.
Well, you're a true patriot, Dinah. I've watched you over the years. I've watched how you stand up for what you believe in, and you know we don't have a whole lot of that in the legislature right now. We don't have a whole lot of truthfulness. We've got a lot of, you know, what we talk about on the other side of the river. We have a lot of Movidas. And that's got to end. Yep, that's got to end, right?
totally. Because La Movida has made us dead last in the nation. And if we don't start to drain the swamp right now, what is spoiled cannot ever be unspoiled. And so, so flipping your Mexico red is essential work. It's essential.
Exactly. And, and we need to start becoming number one instead of being last in everything that happens. I mean, how embarrassing, you know, for our state to be last in everything.
Well, and I always say, let's turn New Mexico red and retire every Democrat that we can. And that's why I think it's such a it's going to be such a victory for the district that Dinah's running in because, you know, I keep saying, what have you got to lose voting Republican this go-round? I mean, we're 50th in everything good and number one in everything bad. What have you got to lose? Take a chance on
exactly.
a Republican.
I mean, the possibilities are endless. Yep, possibilities are endless at this point.
Exactly.
You know? I mean, I mean, right, So can you imagine South Valley, South Broadway, Kenny Brick, San Jose, and parts of the Kirk flipping red? That would send a very powerful, powerful message to the Roundhouse to let them know again, never to push us around while collecting a tax dollar and not educating our children and not keeping us safe from crime, not securing our property values. And the list goes on and on and on and on. The time is now. On November 3rd, vote Dinah Vargas, 2020, House of Representatives, District 10. I'm going to take the hood and I'm going to have my celebration party right in the heart of San Jose.
November
3rd.
I love it. Well, I just really think, you know, it's a misnomer to call Democrats Democrats unless you're those King Kennedy Democrats. You know, now there's a whole group of people that have hijacked the Democratic Party. They're far left socialist liberals that we need to have them outed. And I think our governor is one. Deb Haaland is one. You know, at the federal level, all we have are those far-left liberals. And at the state level, you know, they carry the majority. And see where they've carried us. Take a look at where they've carried us. So you have nothing to lose if you vote red in November.
Nothing to lose. I mean, nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hey, Michelle, Deb Haaland. You know, I was very, very surprised because at the beginning of the coronavirus, you know, as things started to go on lockdown or there was a threat of it coming, I remember seeing on social media, Deb Haaland was knocking on doors in some other state with Elizabeth Warren before they threw her to the, you know, to the llano and the weeds over there like they did Bernie Sanders also. But I said, why would she be knocking on doors outside of this state when there's so much to be done here? And specifically, you know, on the Pueblo that she comes from. So it's insulting already what these people do to us.
I got friends there in the Pueblo, and they tell me that they can't wait to get rid of her. I mean, you know.
Well, let them know that Michelle Garcia Holmes is a-coming.
That's right.
And she's going to be taking on Deb Haaland. And Deb Haaland better run for her life and find some other city to live in. I think that's why she was knocking on doors with Elizabeth Warren. She was looking for a new job because she knows this Trump train is coming right towards her.
Everybody move off the way.
And I'll tell you what, it's just mind-blowing. I mean, I've heard a lot of things. You know, I got a lot of Native American friends in that area, and they're like, you know, we got something has to give. You know,
she really has not been representing the district. You know, the district.
So. Anyway, we do got another caller. Actually, we did. They bounced off. But anyhow, we have to flip it red. I think it will because, like I said, a lot of the liberals are getting upset. They're starting to get a taste of their own medicine, and they're not liking it in their state. And there was one Democrat that really got my attention, and that was Mayor Hicks. He's not a total Democrat, but he went after Governor Grisham like nothing, man. He started after her, you know.
Oh, yeah, respect that guy.
Yeah, me too, and everything. So I know he's going after her full force, especially over the bond issues and everything. He's got his attorneys on it now looking into it and everything. Because I did talk to his right hand, Sammy, and he told me they're looking into it.
Right, and then after he defied the governor, didn't she like threaten him and try to fine him and the local businesses there? How unfair is that?
Oh, he's still standing his ground. He ain't budged.
He ain't budged.
That's funny. But anyway, we do got some other callers on here, and Michelle, we thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you, Michelle.
Well, thank you for running, Dana, and God bless you both, and you guys have a blessed Memorial Day. I'll
you
get
too,
you
and thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. God bless you.
Here. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show. Thank you. And you got a question you'd like to ask? Or? Hello, caller.
Hello.
Another one in the background. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, this is Adrian Trujillo, candidate for House District 11. Not going to call and tell you. Dinah Vargas is doing an excellent job on the South Valley. You know, I've seen her efforts with the cleanup of San Jose firsthand, and she's just doing an excellent job. You know, even as a candidate, she's really putting herself out there for the people, and she's going to be a huge asset to the South Valley.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Adrian, thank you. That means a lot to me, and I'm rooting for you too in District 11. I can't really see anybody else but you taking it because.
Well, thank you. I think we're going to make an excellent team out in Santa Fe, and we're really going to do some great things for the people together. And I can't wait.
Absolutely.
It's going to be great to turn the state red.
Absolutely.
Right.
And
it's about time after 35 years of being blue, you need to flip it red.
Yes,
absolutely,
sir.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Hey, Adrian, I can't wait to fight to defend the unborn with you.
Yes, definitely. We need to be the voice for the voiceless, and me and Dinah are going to do that. We're going to get out there and day one start writing some legislation to keep people from coming into our state and using our Medicaid dollars for abortions here in our state. We can't be paying our tax money to be killing our babies. It's a
fantasy. That's appalling to me. That's where they're getting their kickbacks and their illegal fundings from Planned Parenthood, and nobody sees that like we do. And it'd
right?
be great just to shut them down totally, if we can do it.
Totally. Right.
Hit them where it hurts, right in the pocketbook. Get them out of
America. Absolutely. And I'm ready to do my part to end abortion today, and actually not today, but it's been a long time, that I commit myself never to be silent, never to be passive, never to forget the unborn. I commit myself to be active in the pro-life movement and never to stop defending life until everybody is protected and our nation once again becomes a nation with liberty and justice, not just for some, but for all. And there's nothing that kills a life more than abortion. I know of nothing that kills more than abortion.
But what gets me on this is that they want to kill them all the way up to 1 year old.
Right.
I was
reading that article that MLG is pledging to pass a law to make abortion up to birth now, and that's terrible. That's what the
right.
law is.
And
that's the American citizen with rights and liberties and freedoms, and it should be treated
that
way.
Right, and it's murder. It's actually murder then.
Yes, sir.
You know, and everything, and stuff. I'm all against abortion, and especially that type of abortion. And I know I was reading a while back, and I could be wrong, but but they're going to try to pass another law too, to where kids with Down syndrome, they would kill them all the way up to 5 years old if they wanted to.
I mean, seriously, yeah. Who does government think it is to decide who gets to live and who doesn't?
Right.
Based on,
right.
you know, for me, I mean, I was baptized Catholic, but as a Catholic, you give what God gives you.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
you take what God gives you, you know? And if it happens mm-hmm. to be a child with Down syndrome, well, then you just raise it, you know, the best you can.
Right.
Or give it to somebody
right.
to raise.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and everything, but it's just disgusting the way the Democrats do this and pocket the money off of it too. I mean, it's sick. It really is.
It's
so,
crazy. Well, thank
anyway,
you guys for having me. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Adrian.
And,
thank you, Adrian.
Thanks for fighting the good fight, Diana. I appreciate you.
Hey, you too, Adrian. I appreciate you. And me and Adrian are also sharing a space, I believe, right, in the sawmill area. And so we're almost to get our office up and running. And so we'll be conducting campaign business out of that and ensuring
okay.
our win for November 3rd.
Right. So
absolutely.
Do we have another caller? Am I on mute? Are you there, William?
Are you there?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I bounced there. But anyway, welcome
you
to the show and for coming on here and everything. And hopefully we'll have you back again. And as we get closer to the primaries and stuff, we'll have more, we'll have you and Audrey and Karen and Elsa on the show and promote you all.
Right.
And
Michaela Chavez, Karen.
We promote all of them.
Yeah.
Oh, we promoted a lot. We've actually promoted Mr. Derek Gibson, who's running against Tumo up in Atlanta, Georgia. He's a good friend of ours. And we've got a bunch of other candidates we've had. So we're pushing everybody out there and everything. But I do thank you for coming on to the show and everything. It's getting close to that time and stuff. So my girl, good luck to you. I do see you getting it. I do see you getting it 100%.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate you. And for your listeners, if they could go to Dinah, D-I-N-A-H, Vargas, V-A-R-G-A-S, DinahVargas.com. That's my website, my platform. You could also call me at 505-920-2861 at appropriate business hours, and I'd be more than happy to answer the phone and schedule appointments or talk to you or whatever needs to be done to secure your confidence and your vote for me, because I plan to earn it, because I plan to represent real well once I get to Santa Fe.
Well, we can't wait to get you in there at Santa Fe and see that. But anyway, good luck to you and everything, and we'll go ahead and sign off. And
okay,
Steph,
God bless
my
you.
Girl,
all right, thank you, William.
Later. All right,
God bless you.
Good night, everybody.